Welcome to the Chasing Freedom Show. I'm Noah Evans, and on this show, I'm going to creatively break down real estate deals with top investors across the country to help you become closer to achieving financial freedom. Alrighty, let's get to it. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Chasing Freedom Show. Today, I've got my first ever repeat guest. I've got my really good friend, Will Taylor. He's living out in Puerto Rico right now. The first episode you guys saw him on, we actually went to Puerto Rico and I was in the studio there with him. And Will, I'm really excited to have you come back on, man.
Thanks, man. Sorry for the wind. I'm out on the deck on the beach today. So
poor guy.
I live in Puerto Rico. You got to live the life. So
yeah, you want to talk about chasing freedom? There it is right there, right? Show us the view. Yeah, twist us over to the beach. So if you guys are listening to the podcast, you probably didn't know it, but we also air all of these on YouTube. So I love it, dude. I absolutely love that. Cool, man. Well, you and I, we touch base with each other almost on a weekly basis, it feels like. And a lot of times we'll just sit and we help each other through difficult business situations we find ourselves in. To me, you're one of my closest friends because I get so much value out of our calls. Like a lot of times I'll come to you with some really heavy burdensome stuff in business. Business is not easy, guys. A lot of times what we see on social media is this positive 30-second highlight of someone closing this $50,000 deal, and you're like, wow, I can't wait to be like them. But what you don't realize is that as leaders of the businesses that we run, we carry every single heavy burden that business goes through, right? Oh, shoot, we're $35,000 short on payroll this month. Guess who gets to fork that up? Us, right? Something's going wrong internally, and your employees are having problems with each other. Guess who gets to sort that out? We do. So, you know, Will, you've always been a support system for me, so I just want to tell you that I appreciate that. You're always willing to hop on a call, and we get through some pretty good stuff together. But there's a specific conversation that we've had this last week that was pretty impactful, and I wanted to make sure we shared some of our come-to-our aha moments with the guests on the show. So specifically, what we were talking about was what it's like to be a leader and why it's so important to have difficult conversations up ahead of time, especially when we start to notice stuff going wrong or sideways or something's off, how we wish in hindsight we could have called that out ahead of times. Do you want to jump in and add some commentary to this and kind of what we've been chatting about?
Yeah, I'll add to it. So I think everybody loves the sexiness of entrepreneurship and we mostly see the wins, right? And I think part of that is if you're a leader, like part of your job is to own the crap, right? Because that's how you get through mm-hmm. it. But I think it's really important for other entrepreneurs to know and us to know that it's not all flowers and rainbows and daisies, whatever the saying is. And it's tough. And in fact, a lot of it is making hard decisions. And a lot of it is being the one that lies on. And so we talked a lot about people. Like building a team has been for me a very interesting learning process in doing that. Because as an entrepreneur, we get into the game because we've got big dreams. We want to go accomplish them. We want to make it happen. We've got goals. And then you hit a point where you can only do so much. And then you got to start building on that. And that skill set for me, I actually thought came naturally. This is actually, I thought I was a pretty good leader.
Yeah.
Like, when I got into business, what was it? I bought my first business 6 years ago now.
Yep.
I would have told you leadership is my strong suit. I'm a killer leader. I'm charismatic. I can set the vision. Dude, I've been a terrible leader for the last 6 years. And you want to know how you see it? The fruits of the labor is I've had people don't work for me anymore, you know? And so it's been a really interesting kind of the last 6 months realizing I've had different businesses. I've had a couple relationships that worked out really well. And I've had some that haven't, and trying to own all of the things into that. And it's been eye-opening because I'm just ranting here, so cut me off.
Oh, you're good.
My inability to have hard conversations because I thought that I was being the better, nice person by not firing somebody, by not telling somebody they weren't doing their job right and being too lenient, led to an eventual end of that relationship.
Yep.
Where if I would have been willing to have the hard conversations, set boundaries and hold people accountable, it probably would have either ended fine or still be going.
Totally.
And so I think maybe principle one of what we were talking about the other day is our job as a leader is not to just make it awesome. And there's way too many books out there and way too many podcasts that are like, culture is king, build an awesome culture and be this awesome visionary leader, when yes, but you also have to have standards, have clear standards, hold people accountable to those standards. And when people don't, they've got to go.
Yeah.
Because it's hurting everyone in a hole and it's going to kill you in the long run.
And it's difficult too, man, because like our teams are pretty intimate, right? Like we spend more time with these people than we actually do with our families. And I obviously we're all chasing, you know, freedom and we want to be financially set and eventually we'd like that to change. But dude, we're young. We're in the building process. Like we're trying to cram in 20 years worth of work in 10. It's one of my favorite sayings because that's my goal, right? And it's you get so emotionally involved and attached to these people and you want to see them succeed as a leader. And I think that's why we avoid those difficult conversations, because we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. But what I've come to the conclusion on is when we avoid those conversations, we do two things. We stop that person's ability to grow because we're not willing to tell them their weaknesses or expose the areas that they could be better. So we stop them from being able to grow. And then number two, because we focused on that person, we forgot the bigger picture, right? We failed to focus on the company. The company is an employee, right? It's its own, you have to think of it as like it's its own living, breathing thing. And when we value this one individual because we don't want to hurt their feelings and we don't want to have the difficult conversation over the entire entity as a whole, we put the entire thing at risk, right? So because if that one leg crumbles, now we've got this hole, we've got to fill that gap, we've got to fire that person, that could affect other people. But it's so hard. It's not that it's easy. Like, yeah, we can see it in hindsight after we've gone through, you know, difficulty and failure after failure after failure, but it still doesn't mean that it's crystal clear for us and we make the right decision every single time.
Yeah, it's true. And I like the, if you think of a legal sense, like just take an LLC, it is its own entity. It at that day that it was formed, it is its own thing.
It's born.
And we hear all the time, again, leaders, like you are the extension of your business. And I think we take that maybe too seriously sometimes of like, I am the business and I got to be everything and I got to, no, the day that it became a thing, it has its own mission, its own core values, its own spirit, its own thing. And everybody, including you, has to be focused on the overall good of that entity.
Yep.
Because then everybody wins.
Yep. No, I agree completely. Yeah. It's such an interesting topic. So, you know, one of the areas I've definitely failed in, I'm not necessarily afraid to have difficult conversations, but I'm afraid of how people will feel going forward about that conversation, right? Like, I guess I put it in my head and it's a false belief that one bad conversation means now someone is not going to like me. And I worry way too much about being liked. But ultimately, I have to remember, like, why did I start a business and why did I get into this? And it's that one day I know I'm going to die. And when I die, I believe that I'll meet my Heavenly Father, and other people may think it's whatever. And I believe that when I meet him, he's going to show me who I could have been, right? And I hope that the person I am and who he shows me I could have been are nearly identical. That's like my life mission, right? Like I want to maximize my potential. But then why I started a business and hired people and built a team is I want to help everybody else around me have that same pathway through life where they get to reach their maximum potential. And to me, that's okay. If they outgrow what I've got going on and they need to go do their own thing, that's fine. Or if circumstances change and for them to reach their max potential, they need to leave, that's okay. But I just want to be the best leader I can for them. In order to do that, though, I've got to be able to have those difficult conversations and tell them where they can be better.
Yeah, and I like that example because I think we're all on our own journeys. And sometimes I get in this idea of, okay, if I hire this person, like they're on the team, you know, they're on the bus and they're going to be on the bus forever. And I make it a much bigger deal than maybe it needs to be, when in reality, most people aren't going to be with us forever. And in fact, the stats say this, right? Like if you looked at, I'd be spewing fake numbers if I said it, but I read an article the other day that like people are moving companies faster than they ever have.
Yeah.
And that's going to continue to increase because of technology, because of remote workplaces. People are going to move. And so one, that's why you should be in entrepreneurship and chase your own freedom, because you got to make your own opportunities. But also like, you have to be so clear in the roles that you have, what people are doing, and then be able to hold them accountable to that. Because if they come in and do it, they're going to learn a ton and either stay for their time period, and it's going to help them move on. And I think that's been my biggest thought as we've kind of talked about this, is I have not been clear on expectations of roles. Mm-hmm. I haven't been clear on how everyone fits on the bus. What are their roles? What are their responsibilities? And then being willing to have the hard conversations to hold them accountable.
Dude.
And this is what I think is interesting.
You gave me goosebumps.
The reason that those hard conversations have been hard for us is we have not had them and we don't have the practice of having them. Yeah. Because as I have had more of them, in fact, last week, I had more hard conversations than I have probably had in the last 2 years of just some internal things that have happened in our businesses. And it sucked. Like I woke up with one of my business partners and we had one day where we had 7 calls that were pretty much all could go one way or the other. And we thought they were going to go bad. Every single one. Cause they were hard.
Did they go bad?
What?
Did they all go bad?
No. 7 out of 7 went great. And what it woke me up to is I was scared to death of the conversations, but I was so proud of us because we booked them all on the same day. We had every single one and we faced them head on. None of them went terribly. None of them were super hard. And at the end of the day, it was the best I felt in months because we overcame it all. And so I think as you have fear and as you and I have had fear of these conversations, it's the practice of having them and the skill of facing that fear is getting over it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a hurdle in our growth as business owners and leadership that having those in the right way, facing them quickly eliminates so many problems.
I think speed is the key there, right? So we hear it all the time. It's like, you know, you hire slow, fire fast. You know, and then what's the other one? A decision is better than no decision, right? It's better to just have a path and move forward with it rather than to sit around and wait for a path to be chosen for you. And this is so relevant in all aspects of starting and running a business. If you don't decide your path and you think that something's just going to come to you, you're literally just going to be a sitting duck until you run out of money and you fail. Like you literally have to have the vision and the exact path that you're going down, whether it's absolutely perfect or optimal or whatever, doesn't actually matter. What matters is that you're crystal clear on where you're going and everybody else understands where they're heading as a team. So funny story about this. I had known for a long time that I really needed to give my acquisitions or the team's acquisitions manager a very clear vision of what's in it for him as we grew, right? And I had just kind of been stumbling through this and failing because, you know, a part of me wasn't exactly sure. How do I make sure that he doesn't have a cap and he can continually to grow with the company as the company grows. So funny roundabout way of how this provides so much benefit. And I'm lucky that I got such a clear understanding of why this lesson was so important almost instantly. It was like instant feedback, right? So I sit down with him. And actually what made me get this done is somebody else reached out to me and they said, hey, how do you promote your acquisitions roles? And I'm like, I just made it up, right? I just typed it up and told them how I would do it. And then I'm like, okay, what's been plaguing me for 3 weeks, I literally just did in a text because I just told them how I would do it. Okay, so now that's how I'm going to do it, right? So what I ended up doing is I set some really clear goals. I said, hey, if we hit one of our targets is $600,000 in revenue for the rest of the year. We got off to a weird start and had some weird company dynamics, so we really didn't get to start in January. We really started in like April. So I said from April to December 31st, we hit $600,000 this year in revenue. I'm going to bump your commissions up next year. If we get to $8,000 a month in passive income by the end of this year, new passive income, right? We don't get to count anything else we're carrying over. I'm going to bump your cash flow percentage. There is no cash flow percentage right now. So I said, going forward, I'm going to give you 10% of all the company's cash flow. He has a really integral role. So it makes sense for me to do that, right? And then I think there was one other metric that we had done on flips versus wholesales or something like that. It's not super important. So anyways, then he goes and he hung out with an old employee of the company who was sitting there telling him, dude, why do you still work there? Like you can make way more money on your own. Mind you, I unfortunately know that this person, I'm not going to go into it. Anyways. So he goes, I don't get why you're still going, why you're still there. He's like, dude, I just got 10% of the company's cash flow. And next year, if I hit my goals again, I go up to X amount. His belief in the company was reinstated for the simple fact that he knew exactly where we were going and what's in it for him if we get there, and then the next step after that. And I had failed to paint that picture before, right? So imagine how differently that conversation would have gone if somebody said, yeah, I don't understand why you're still there. And you go, well, crap, I guess I don't either. The vision is important to hold that team together, because it's business to me is it's a series of hard events. It's meant to be hard. And as the leaders and the entrepreneurs of these businesses, it's just our job on how do we constantly become evolved and adapted to overcoming those issues and problems. You got to fall in love with that process, you know?
You got to. And I like one thing that came to my mind as you're talking is it's hard. That doesn't mean it's not fun.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, this is fun. And it is difficult, right? There's things that come up, but it's fun. And it's fun when everybody's aligned and when everybody is driving the bus in the same direction in the right seat with their clear responsibilities.
Yep. Yep.
I'm going to go the other way on an
example. Yeah, let's hear it.
So I think your example gives us a really good outcome of defined roles, defined clarity, everybody wins, team's moving. So in my last experience, because I've had several of these, we eliminated about $40,000 of payroll in about 4 weeks. And it was tough and a lot of hard conversations and relationships that did not end well. Our job as the leaders of that is I knew that we needed to make changes probably 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept putting it off and kept trying to find solutions when I knew the right answer. And so I think one thing in this is as we look at this entity of the business, we are the leaders and we are the visionaries of it. And so the mantle that is placed on that for that entity, let's call that our child or whatever, is to think through the best options for it, fill into that and know that. Yep. And I think a lot of us have intuition about partners, employees, directions that we know, right? Like, I think all of us, if you're a business owner listening to this, if you took 2 minutes to just sit in that thought of what are decisions that you could have made and you knew you should have made and you waited on it that ended poorly. And whether that's having a conversation, firing someone, hiring somebody, pivoting, canceling a product, getting rid of a client, we know, right? But it's when we don't act on those things in the best interest of the entity because we don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do we change that, right? Like, someone's going to listen to this episode. In fact, I wish I had this episode like 6 months ago. I'm sure you do too. But someone's going to listen to this and they're going to go, okay, yeah, I get it. Like, you're right. My intuition did give me some understanding that I should have made a decision quicker, but I didn't. How do I be better going forward?
So I don't have the right answer, but I'll tell you what I'm doing to try and be better at it is I think confidence comes from doing something repeatedly and having success in it. And so I think, you know, we have fear opposite of confidence because we're avoiding the thing. And so I think spend time to sit in your thoughts. And so, like, luckily I live on the beach every morning. You'll like this, Noah, me and this guy.
Love that, dude.
We go on a walk every morning. And I sit on the beach and I think and I bring a notepad and I write down the intentions and intuitions that come to my mind. And like, you can call it meditation, you can call it whatever. But I think most of us as business owners live in chaos. And that's kind of the fun part for us in some ways, right? It's solving the problem with chaos. But listening to that intuition and that's kind of step one. And just write it down, put it in a journal, write it down, and then start acting on it as they come, because the confidence I've had, mostly because I've been forced to in the last month to have really hard conversations and make decisions because I had to, they're not as hard. The ball starts rolling, good things start happening, and my confidence is building in my own intuition of the things that I should be doing as a leader. And I think that's the most important thing is building confidence that you're right. And then, you know, you're not going to do it right 100% of the time, but that's how you learn.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny, right? Right before you said that, like the little bit of intuition I had is I was like, I need to document more things. Like, okay, then how do I do that? And then you went right into the fact that you put it all in a journal every single morning. I think that's a great way to, especially if you take the time to reflect on it, right? Like, you go through the month and you're like, well, that's interesting. 7 out of the days this last month, I had the same thought. All spread out. One time it was this week, 3 times it was that week, 2 more times it was the next week. Okay. obviously that's plaguing me. That's on my mind at all times. I don't realize it. Am I going to do something about it, or am I going to continue to let this eat at my business or me, or am I going to change it? I like that a lot. It was funny. I was at the gym this morning with my wife, and one of the things that came to my mind, and I think it speaks a lot to what we've been speaking about on this episode. And I went over to her and I'm like, you know what I just realized? This is so weird. But like, I thrive in the chaos, right? Like, it sounds weird to say that. I'm like, I've had times where periods of time where business was just like super good. And I'm like, what value do I bring? I don't even know what I'm doing right now. Like, I have no problems to solve. It was just super weird, right? And my life's been absolutely pure chaos over the last like 60 days, like just probably a little bit more than I can handle. But then I thought about it. I'm like, nah, this is what I'm literally built for this. I think you're built for the same thing. Like, we're built for things to be hard. And like, I embrace that. Like, I honestly want it to be hard. I don't want to go self-inflict pain on myself and just put myself through misery for no reason. But like, I like the challenge of being like, dude, how are you going to get through this? What are you going to do? How are you going to be better? Because you got to fix something.
Yeah, you got to drive it. And I think a topic for another episode is like, good businesses do get boring. And then that's when the entrepreneur needs to step out, right?
Yeah.
Because most of us as natural entrepreneurs thrive in the chaos and solving problems. And what I have realized is sometimes I blow it up just because I like the chaos. And yeah, that's another topic.
Yeah.
It should get boring. And then you got to get somebody in place to keep it boring and profitable and growing.
Yep.
And then you got to go solve other problems.
Yeah. Boring's predictable. Yep.
Yep.
Well, Core brother, this was a great episode. The intent of this one is to be a little bit shorter and hit really hard on this topic of having these difficult conversations and why timing is important in that conversation. You're better off to have it now than you are later. Something you had brought up too is I think we battle in our heads and we go through all these worst scenarios and we go through way more pain in our head than we will in real life if we just have the conversation.
Yeah. Can I bring up one more comment that I think is interesting?
Yeah.
So I was reading a book recently about just business in general and cash flow. And I think money has been a topic for me that has been interesting inside of businesses, especially with employees and pays and businesses and paying myself, right? And I think we have to view the entities as their own entities that must be profitable in and of themselves.
Yep.
And as the owner of the entity, obviously the more profitable the entity is, the more money that's going to be left over for you to discern where to go and you can take it, right? But I think so many conversations, some of the issues I've had, the conversations you and I have had behind the scenes are clear expectations around money for ourselves and for our team. And that has to be clear. And there has to be clear directions of where we're all going and how we all win together.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes the owner. You got to get paid, because if you don't get paid, you will not run the business with excitement, passion, and enthusiasm.
Yep. It
just doesn't work.
Yep.
Right. And then your team's got to get paid and they've got to be excited, but there needs to be structure to that. And don't avoid that, because when you avoid it, only problems will exist.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually the profitability of the company will be on a roller coaster and tied to you or someone else. And it's not where you want to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that completely. Well, sweet guys, there you have it. Will and I's little breakdown on all of our, the combination of all these behind the scene conversations we've been having to help each other through business. If you guys want to reach out to Will, he's all over Instagram. Will, what's your Instagram handle?
Yeah. You can find me Will Taylor Jr. pretty much anywhere. Will Taylor Jr. in somewhere it's there.
Yeah. And guys, Will can also help you out with a bunch of different things. Social media management, your fitness. Will's actually been coaching me through fitness for like the last, I don't know, 2 years now, somewhere in there. Got some biceps finally, which is nice, you know.
Looking good. They're looking good.
I just bought this. It's just an extra small shirt, so it just makes me look bigger. But I appreciate everything you do for me, brother. And excited to have you back on the show. And you guys would love some feedback on the show. If there's more things you wish we would have dove into, you're more than welcome to send us questions. I'm sure either one of us would be happy to respond. And we'll see you next time.
See you guys. Thanks, Noah.
All right. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode, you guys. For more awesome real estate content, you can check out my Instagram. It's just NoahEvans_real estate. It'll also be in the show notes. If you want to reach out to the guest, their contact information and websites and however else to get a hold of them will also be in the show notes. All of our podcast episodes get thrown up to YouTube. And for more awesome exclusive content, please go check out the website. We'll have that link in the show notes below as well. All right. Peace.